During the night preceding our departure from Titusville, we were all aroused by the awful cry of fire.
Fire!
Looking out on the river, we saw a grand sight. The Pioneer was one mass of fire. Flames and smoke were belching up from her hold. The smokestack was a bright red glowing pipe against the sky, while out of it came the beautiful curling steam. Below, the red-hot iron framework of the wheel, and as sparks flew continuously from it, borne by a strong breeze, and the feathery smoke from the pipe above, there was an appearance of action about the boat, as if the poor, roasting creature was laboring with her last breath to fly from herself. The whole river was on fire. Distant shores were lighted up. Skiffs passed to and from to aid the poor doomed boat. Captain Lund's form stood out boldly as, standing on the fiery creature, he poured water into her hold. Neighbors from all parts of the adjoining county came to assist, but to no avail. Her hour had come, and the Pioneer must make way for the newcomer, whoever or whatever she may be. By daylight, all was ended, and save for a bent smokestack and part of a hull resting on the bottom of the river, there was nothing remaining of the brave Pioneer.